Proclamation number 4053 of 31st of May, 1947. Sin against the Spirit. It is to be regarded as a sin against the Spirit if people recognize the word offered to them by me as truth and yet they do not want to accept it. That is, they reject my servants on earth or do not attach importance to receiving my word. It is a special grace when my word is imparted to a person, for it is the bread which comes from the heavens and therefore also has a special effect on the human soul. It is given through the voice of the Spirit. It is my spirit which unites with the spiritual spark in the human being. It is supreme spiritual good, a gift of grace of such inconceivable value, and it should be received with gratitude and also be valued as an exquisite gift of grace by the one who recognizes it as my gift, who feels touched by truth, who has to acknowledge it as valuable in terms of content, as of divine origin. And understandably such a person sins against the Spirit if he accepts my word indifferently, if he resists making the content his spiritual property by thinking about it and taking a stand on its content. For I myself have approached him and he pays no attention to me. I have knocked at his door and desired entrance and he does not receive me. I speak to him and he does not listen to me. I offer him bread and wine, my flesh and my blood, and he rejects what is meant to be refreshment and strengthening for his earthly path through life. And whoever I once approached without having found reception will have to struggle for a very long time before grace is granted to him again. He will not easily be invited by me to the Lord's Supper again, for he did not accept my first invitation. And the sin against the Spirit is extremely serious, for it can result in complete lack of knowledge. The human being can become completely blind in spirit, because then I myself will take away his ability to recognize. Once he tries to extinguish the light through his refusal, because he certainly perceives the shining of the light and yet does not take the path which is brightly illuminated for him. Because he prefers to continue on the old path from which I want to guide him onto the right path. Anyone who is able to recognize the working of the Spirit is also obliged to take notice of the content of the announcements which originate from my kingdom, for I truly bestow a precious good upon people on earth, and if people believe that the spiritual good originated from me it must also be regarded as a divine gift. It must be joyfully received and spread everywhere so that even those fellow human beings who are unable to hear the voice of the Spirit within themselves will be blessed by my revelations. And those who accept it as my gift will be blessed, for they receive me myself and henceforth stand in my grace. I myself am now with them, and my presence assures them constant guidance, constant help in every adversity and a measure of grace which they can increase themselves through their love for me, and they can safely reach their aim on earth. That they shape themselves into beings of light, because my word simultaneously imparts strength to them, which is why every person who sins against the Spirit understandably comes away empty-handed. Amen.